אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We're reading from the writings of בעל הסולם, the Ovut mutual guarantee, starting with item 21. You can send us questions on cup.tv. Some may be answered here during the lesson.
עוד כף אלף. 21.
These are the words of Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, who said that the world is judged by its majority. He was referring to the role of the Israeli nation to qualify the world for a certain measure of purity, until they are worthy of taking upon themselves his work. No less than Israel were worthy at the time they received the Torah.
We learn that there's no such thing as the Israeli nation. It's all other people, other nations. Rather, Abraham assembled this group and called it the people of Israel out of all the 70 nations that lived in Babylon. That's why this group is a demonstration, or rather a sampler of all the nations that exist in the world. In the spiritual route compared to the corporeal route, we have 70 nations of the world relative to the 70 roots, and all of them exist in this group called the people of Israel, and everything that takes place inside this group has influence on the rest of the world. And we can see it throughout history that this is how it is. So if this group will reach wholeness, connection, it will also influence the rest of the world and push them to reach wholeness and connection. That's why Israel are called Issa El Li Rosh, my head.
In the words of our sages, it is considered that they had attained enough virtues to overcome the sight of sin, which is the filthy self-love.
ומובן שאם הקף של זכויות שהוא ההבנה הגבוה בטיב אהבת זולתו הוא רבה ועולה.
Clearly, if the side of merit, which is the sublime attainment of the benefit of loving others, transcends the filthy side of sin, they become qualified for the decision and the agreement to say, we will do and we will hear. As Israel said, but before they obtain sufficient merits, self-love will certainly prevail, and they will refuse to assume his burden. Our sages said, he who performs one mitzvah, one commandment, is happy, for he has sentenced himself and the whole world to the side of merits.
Meaning, and the smallest correction that takes place in this group called Israel, they bestow to the whole world and make them also go through the correction. That's the meaning of by doing one mitzvah, you sentence the whole world to the scale of merit. And the other way around, if you perform any transgressions, you negatively influence the rest of the world. We have to think about it long and hard, because this is really our fate and the fate of the whole world. And if the world is suffering, we are the cause of it. And if the world feels good, we are the cause of it. So we have no one to turn to except for ourselves, to demand ourselves from ourselves to be in the correction of the world. And we can't rid ourselves from this responsibility. It was determined inside the inner network of nature. So either towards the good or the bad, the people of Israel always work in this way relative to reality. So it has to be accountable for every step it takes in this world, especially when there are periods in history like now, where the world becomes more global, more integral, round, interconnected, and consequently we can see even better our connection with the world and all the tendencies of the world, either for the good or, God forbid, for the bad. So we can see that the nations of the world are correct to blame us for all the bad in the world. And we have to understand that this is truly so. And we simply have to correct ourselves, and then everyone will see that we are the one who bring good to the world. That's why we receive the Torah.
You read again. Our sages said, he who performs one mitzvah, one commandment, is happy, for he has sentenced himself and the whole world to the side of merit. This means that an individual from Israel finally adds his own part to the final decision, as one who weighs sesame seeds and adds them one by one to the scale until the balance shifts. Certainly, everyone takes part in this shifting, for without him, the sentencing would never be completed.
We need to understand, first of all, that the world has a plan, and the plan is to bring all the people in the world, everyone, to adhesion with the Creator, that all of reality is connected like that to the Creator, and only us, humans, are disconnected, and everything depends on us, whether reality will identify with the Creator, reach adhesion, and out of all of reality, the ones who do, who decide, are Israel. So, everything is up to us. That's why we receive the Torah. Not in order to correct ourselves, but to know how to correct all of reality, the whole world, all the people, so everyone will go and adhere to the Creator and will reach the complete end of correction.
Similarly, it is said about the acts of an individual from Israel that he sentences the whole world to the side of merit. This is because when the matter ends and the whole world has been sentenced to the side of merit, each and everyone will have a share in this shifting. For were it not for his actions, the shifting would have been deficient. Thus, you find that Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, does not dispute the words of our sages, who said that all Israel are responsible for one another. Rather, Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, speaks of the correction of the whole world in the future, whereas our sages speak of the present, when only Israel have taken upon themselves the Torah.
Well, they received the Torah, they followed it for a while until the destruction of the first temple, then the second, and they went into exile. As it's written, Israel did not go into exile except to add to themselves all the souls of the Gentiles, in order to spread among them all the sparks. We don't know why it works in this way, why it passes from one to the other in this way. And after all the exiles that we are at our current state, we come to a state where we need to correct all of reality. Questions? Don't see, I don't hear. No. Let the old man ask.
Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, they both experienced the ruin of the temple. So how is it that Rabbi Elazar is nevertheless concerned about the whole world?
Why not? All the more so, Rabbi Akiva left. He was delighted to see the destruction of the temple. Can you understand that? Rabbi Akiva, the one who attained such a modern Rabbi Shimon, meaning he was completely. How can it be that he rejoiced? So they explained to us that because of the shattering, or the destruction of the first temple and the second temple, it's a sign that now the third temple has to be established, which is in Mochin de Yechida and in the end of correction. To be erected, meaning not the structure in Jerusalem.
So far that's right about Rabbi Akiva and so on, but it's a little different because Rabbi Akiva is thinking about the people of Israel, meaning about this nation.
No. On the one hand, he cried, you have to stay and love thy friend as yourself. It's a commandment. Because, God forbid, you're not going to destroy the temple by yourself. So on the one hand, you have to keep love thy friend as yourself. On the other hand, once it was over, thank God, now all that remains is the final correction.
For the Israeli nation, but...
No, the whole world.
But first, the Israeli nation.
As a rosh, as a head, as a rosh. But the toch of the patsuf is the rest of the people. Israel is only the rosh, the head. If you do not intend, this is the, what's happening now. What does it mean that all the nations, you'll see over a short period of time, how the whole world will be like dogs, like wolves surrounding you, so you will not forget about them and start to correct yourself in order to correct them, in order to add them, attach them to you towards the correction. You'll see what's happening. It's not like you're awakened by some Germans or something happens or you get tossed out from one country to another. Now it's going to be a global matter because we're coming to the situation of the general correction.
So what do we as the people of Israel need to do?
We need to know that we're doing this for the whole world. That's what we're talking about all the time, that we are just a rosh, a head, and the rest of the world is the goof, the body. And they need to receive from us, as Baal Shem Tov said at the end of the introduction to the book of Zohar, and understand that our intention should be towards the correction of the whole world. And we need to explain it to everyone, and also explain it to all the nations of the world, what's happening. And they will accept it, and feel, and understand, and support it. As it's written, they carry the people of Israel on their shoulders and bring them to Jerusalem, allegorically. We're talking about the support that we're getting from them.
But if I look at what you're saying, if I look at what's happening today, the chaos we have in the nation because of all the politicians we have here, Bibi and Gantz and so on, religion became a tool to dig with. So I feel that the people are looking for spiritual authority, not just politicians or something.
This, I don't know, come from above.
What do you mean from above?
You're asking questions that it's not up to me to solve.
No, but I'm asking because this is our role, the role of Nebaruch.
Our role is in that, but how will we come to a state where, I mean, we don't need to raise ourselves, we need to publish this idea, the method.
But if 1,000 go into a room and one goes out to teach, how do we bring it to that state? But
I don't know. I'm working as hard as I can. If we can do it more, we'll see. But I don't have any more strength. I don't have. This is me, and these are my friends, my students, and that's how we work. We have anything to add, please?
No, I have nothing to add. I wish I did have.
All the rest will come from above. We have to hurry up, of course, but we need to work within the framework of the wisdom of Kabbalah and within the context of the people here in the country.
Thank you, Rav.
Okay? Yes, Eyal.
He writes here that the role of the Israeli nation is to qualify the world to a certain degree of purity. What does it mean?
It means that in our work, we need to draw the reforming light and to aim it so it would enter all the nations, all the people of the world, and qualify them. And that they would understand and feel it and be impressed by it and come closer to us?
Their impression, is that related to us, or will it happen, as you say, from above?
No, but from above, but certainly through us. It's not going to happen. I don't know who's going to rise there, some Messiah. Meaning certain, maybe some certain spiritual leaders. But we have to do what is up to us to do. You're asking about things that never before have clothed in corporeality, in matter, and that's why I'm refraining from speaking about what how I think about things, what appears to me. But I think it needs to happen through our dissemination in Israel and in the world, and also to the nations of the world, meaning in all directions. We have to really have to influence and publish this idea. I'm trying to do it. They have the English department, they have the Russian department. I don't know, but something happening there?
Yesterday we had several introductory lectures. I participated in one in Carmiel, and we saw the really awesome work of all the friends there in the Carmiel group, in Haifa, in Nahariya, and so on. They worked together in order to bring in, I don't know, 11, 12 people. We're working with full force, and we get so little out of it, ultimately, at least in quantity. How can we reach the whole world?
I don't know. Also, I don't think that today, it's not the Eurovision where you're attracting thousands to it and selling tickets for excessive prices. No, you have to use different media outlets, say the internet. What else? That only in this way, to try to reach everyone. I think we have to derive conclusions from it. I think it doesn't pay off, but I'm not saying anything. People who do it need to think. I'm not getting into it. I'm working through the internet. The internet, articles, video clips. That's what's acceptable today. In lectures today, a person doesn't move, you know, to wait for it to happen. Okay.
Regarding the fact that the world depends on us, what kind of concern, care, should we have in respect to the world?
Like in a family.
Should we care about what's happening in Venezuela? And
like in a family.
Can you elaborate?
There's nothing to elaborate. If you were corrected, you'd feel all 8 billion people as your own children. Very simple. So just imagine how corrupt you are, that you don't care about them, and they can just disappear.
How do you develop such a concern, such a care?
You think, you understand, you feel. If you won't think in this direction, then this feeling, this awareness will come to you in an unpleasant way.
How can I feel more sympathy, more concern for what's happening there?
By thinking about it. Think about it, concentrate on it more and more, and with that, by your effort, you're allowing the light to influence inside your effort, and you'll begin to feel results from it. how can Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar says that everyone is like that, everyone should be like that, out of his attainment? Let's go.
Item 22. And this is what Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, quotes from the writings. One sinner destroys much good. It has already been explained in item 20 that the impression that comes to a person when engaging in the commandments between man and the Creator is completely the same as the impression he gets when engaging in commandments between man and man. Since one is obliged to perform all the mitzvot, all the commandments, lishma, for her sake, without any hope for self-love, meaning that no light or hope returns to him through his trouble in the form of reward or honor, etc. Here, at this exalted point, the love of the Creator and the love of his friend unite and actually become one. In this manner, one affects a certain measure of advancement on the ladder of love for others in all the people of the world in general, since that degree which that individual caused by his actions, whether large or small, ultimately joins the future in shifting the world to the side of merit, since his share has been added and joins the shift. As written in the allegory about the sesame seeds, one who commits one sin, meaning he cannot overcome and conquer his filthy self-love, and therefore steals or does something of the sort, sentences himself and the whole world to the side of sin. This is because with the disclosure of the filth of self-love, the lowly nature of creation is reinforced. Thus, he takes away a certain amount from the sentencing to the final side of merit, like a person removing from the scale that single sesame seed his friend had put there. Thus, to that extent, he slightly elevates the side of sin. It follows that he regresses the world. As they said, one sinner destroys much good, because he could not overcome his petty lust. He pushed the spirituality of the whole world backward.
If we would truly think this way, assume the responsibility to such an extent that everything that happens in the world depends on me, just imagine how much we would be in this serious state in each and every moment, because it's not just passing over you, rather you don't let a second go by without being in this concern, without being in dissemination, without being that sending my thoughts, my desire in all directions for the correction to take place. But that's what's happening. Questions? Also, nothing from abroad. Just Jerusalem?
Sergei from Minsk asks, why do we need to try to reach everyone if the wisdom of Kabbalah is not for everyone? How many people should be at the head, at the helm?
No, we have to reach everyone in order for them to add them. Wisdom of Kabbalah is for everyone. It's the program, the software for the correct world. That's the wisdom of Kabbalah, ultimately. There's nothing, you know, some that just comes artificially. Rather, wisdom of Kabbalah is an explanation of the correct system, the connected system, in around its inner force, in order to discover the Creator, to every creature and to everyone together. This is the wisdom of Kabbalah. We have this structure, installation, the will to receive the all reality that the Creator created, and there's an instruction manual next to it. How to correct it, how to use it. This instruction manual is called the Wisdom of Kabbalah.
No.
Okay.
I wanted to ask about dissemination. In the Russian department, we write articles meant for an audience of Russian speakers in Israel who have felt and do feel the phenomena of anti-Semitism and how to respond correctly and what to do about it. And there is a feeling, as Eyal said, that they're not really buying it. Now, in your blog, I saw another direction, another approach. You said to turn to anti-Semites and perhaps to explain to them in what way to approach the people of Israel. There was a post about Poland where there were claims about giving back $300 million for what the Nazis took and so on. And you wrote that we should use such situations to bring people closer somehow. So I wanted to ask if you recommend us to write something in that direction.
In English, that's what we want to do, and we are doing it. In English, we are writing articles that speak to everyone, including anti-Semites, BDS, left-wing, liberals, Democrats, everyone. Not just Jews, everyone in general.
I feel that you truly have something to say. You understand how to approach them, you understand what to do. And when I think about myself, I don't even know how to write something like that.
If you don't know, don't write. If you write, take something from me and write what
so
I'm saying.
Can I just take what you wrote, try to process this message and...
I'm not forbidding this, just don't twist my words.
We have people who check and...
I don't know who's checking, but if you can multiply it, then please replicate it. Go ahead. I'm not prohibiting you from doing this, as long as you write. And it should reach people and make a change. I have no problem with that. I don't need self-publishing. Self-promotion.
Item 23. With these words, we clearly understand what we said above in item 5 about the Torah being given specifically to the Israeli nation. Because it is certain and unequivocal that the purpose of creation lies on the shoulders of the whole of the human race, black or white or yellow, without any essential difference. But because of the descent of human nature to the lowest degree, which is the self-love that rules over all of humanity without restraint, there was no way to negotiate with them and persuade them to agree to take upon themselves, even as a mere promise, to exit their narrow world into the wide spaces of the love of others. The exception was the Israeli nation, because they were enslaved in the savage kingdom of Egypt 400 years in horrible torments. Our sages said, as salt sweetens meat, agony polishes man's sins. This means that they bring to the body great purification. In addition, the purification of their holy fathers assisted them, which is the most important, as some of the verses of the Torah testify. Because of these two four words, they were qualified for it. This is why the text refers to them in singular form. As it is written, and Israel camped there before the mountain, which our sages interpret as one man with one heart. This is because each and every person from the nation completely detached himself from self-love and wanted only to benefit his friend. As we have shown above, regarding the meaning of the mitzvah, love your friend as thyself. It follows that all the individuals in the nation had come together and became one heart and one man. For only then they were qualified to receive the Torah.
Questions? If we don't publish this knowledge among all the people, all the nations, with everything we have, as much as possible, as much as the Creator is allowing us to do it and arranges the conditions to do it, we will never reach correction. And even more than that, our advancement in our correction depends on how much we want and how much beneficial we are to the correction of the world in practice. That's why Israel has no right to exist. We were created, we received our order, the right arrangement, the process we went through in order to correct all the nations of the world. That's why we have to think about that. Without that, there's no head without a goof, without a body. That's why we have to have as wide a dissemination as possible. And today, it's possible. With everything we have, everything within our power, we have to do it.
And he gives an example here about the people of Israel, that because they suffered in Egypt, they were ready for the reception of the Torah.
Now the question is, humanity is suffering, that's clear, in these times. The question is that sufficient? Are they prepared to...
I'm not checking their suffering, I'm checking my obligation.
I'm asking because I want to know how to approach them.
How to approach it? You have to do it, you know, each time towards each nation, and according to the buyer, to the customer, the end user.
So a different question. Humanity develops in their corporeal desires, or actually in the desire to connect and attain the Creator?
In a desire for connection, for spiritual attainment, for attaining the Creator, but it has to be wrapped by these seemingly corporeal desires and all those other problems.
So if we appeal to those corporeal degrees, to corporeal desires and so on, while we actually know that what a person is looking for is the Creator, is there something we can do with this combination?
I don't know. I understand one thing, that we have to explain to them what is the process that humanity is going through, why is it going through, what for, what is the end goal, what's happening here, how can that be done, why do they have such an attitude towards Israel, what Israel owes them. Explain the whole picture. Try to write a certain kind of illustration, describe a picture as much as you can in order to present it to the audience. Try to examine it in the 10, whether it's correct or not, and publish it in all directions. Do it. Each and everyone should have a part in that, in the correction of the world.
So in that regard, yesterday I saw an idea, an interview that Leo Oded did with you and a researcher of anti-Semitism or something, an American Jew, and he explained why it's what is happening, and you explained why it's happening and how it can be solved.
and he was immediately prepared to listen, to act, and everything.
It influenced him.
So that was very clear to me that we have a solution that no one is taking advantage of.
They have a deficiency today. They see things happening. They don't know how to explain it. So you have the opportunity to turn to the American nation, every nation, really. It's starting to burn. It's not yet there, but there were things that were more revealed in the past. But nevertheless, you can turn to them. You can... The topic is in the headlines everywhere. That's why I recommend write everyone as much as you can. Just check yourself. Check in the 10, check, depends on behalf of who or what are you disseminating, and disseminate.
I want to ask about current events. We have elections coming up in Israel, and everyone is pretty despondent, pretty tired of it all. What kind of explanation, what kind of message should we go out with?
When are those elections?
In 3 months, thereabouts.
September 17. Okay. I think now it's too early. We have to make a good impact, but 2 weeks, 20 days before the elections, if you want to make an announcement.
So, and if we want to prepare now, we want to prepare some message, what would it be?
My message is always the same. I am calling for the unity of the people. Unity. Anyone who is not prepared to unite, according to his actions, his history, according to what we see on the ground, is hating the people of Israel. He is far from the Creator, from the role of the Jews. I have no business with this kind of person. I can only call for unity. Love covers all transgressions. All transgressions, meaning we're not going to scrutinize who's right and who's wrong, write it down. We're not going to bring everyone to a state as they're trying to show in the government that everyone is in agreement. It's incorrect. It can never be in agreement, especially Jews. Never. Rather, we want to come to a state that everyone hates the other, and it's clear, and everyone understands that above it, he has to embrace the other, not strangle him, but embrace him, really. This is what we're talking about. We need to disseminate the method of correction. Correction above corruption. Faith above reason. Love above hate. Love covers all transgressions. That's why we're ruthless people, stiff-necked. Pharaoh is inside all the evil in us, or all the evil inclination. Everything, whatever you want, it's only the people of Israel. The mixed multitudes, everything is in the people of Israel. We need, above that, we need to cover it with a blanket of love. Specifically. And from that, we will get a spiritual vessel, faith above reason. You understand that we're coming close to that? When we start to work, the upper light suddenly begins to help us, and we'll feel, oh, we are exchanging love for hate, hate for love, rather, connection for disconnection, blessing and smiles for blows, and we begin to understand from these two levels how the spiritual vessel is built on top of the corporeal vessel. As we learn according to the topic of the Absolute Zero, faith above reason.
And this is actually necessary for us to reach it that way specifically, and specifically in that way, if you disseminate the method of correction, specifically in that form, love will cover all crimes. We're not erasing any crime, right? I'm happy about the evils that are disclosed, because without those evils, well, I cannot rise above them, and I can rise above them, and I guard them, I keep them, the bad things as I keep the good things. We need to understand. We need to understand these verses. They have power. They have equal power and importance. The good and the bad. There is no difference. There is no, how to put it, no preference. No preference. You can't prefer one over the other. No. These are two forces that have to be maintained in that way. And the third line, the middle line, specifically comes from the correct equilibrium between them, the balance where night and day, day and night, it's the whole of creation can be put in this. So
the people need to be in two levels?
Sure, they'll come to that, of course. The question is, how do you pull them towards that? If you draw them out of their corporeal lives in the correct way, they begin to join this, they begin to come into the zone where the upper light acts upon them, and then they'll feel the emotion, the intellect, they'll begin to be upgraded, to expand, to absorb and grasp this matter. Before I thought this way. Oh, you can actually think differently. I never thought it's possible before. You understand? That's how it is. Well, there are such things in life, right? Not everyone is Einstein, right? But everyone will be like Einstein. Only one person thought as he did, and the others don't exactly understand yet what he thought or how he thought. No one is at his level, but everyone will be. What's the problem? If one got there, so it all depends only on the connection. And the connection between the souls, within the one soul, it becomes public property.
What does it mean to be in unity, connection, in practice for the people?
That everyone provides the energy, they carry out acts for the purpose of love covering all crimes.
What forces, what actions?
I want to strangle you, not hug you. I want to, right, but outside, I hug you.
Why would I want to embrace you?
Yeah, why?
I just want to strangle you, and that's it.
Because by that you don't reach any corrections, you don't reach the end goal, the purpose. By that, you bring death to yourself, your people, your family, everyone. You see what's happening in Israel. That's a very good example of what happens to a very bright nation. They have everything except for connection. And see how we're ruining, destroying ourselves by that.
Where would this action of embrace come from? Why would someone want to embrace someone?
From you, of course. Other than duty, we have no one. Seriously, that's what each person should think. The whole world depends on me. Correction depends upon me. Yes? Oh. How else? And if not, the Creator will play another game. On the 17th of September, He'll pull another trick on you. You'll see. It won't hold. Maybe you'll elect some government of some sort, and in a month or two, everything falls apart. It's completely disbanded, and you'll waste all your money on this. Then the state would not be able to sustain itself, and ultimately, what will happen is, I don't want to talk about it, to tell, so that, no, it's forbidden.
Again.
Yes.
What to do with the people's indifference, even towards that? Meaning, they have no energy.
I understand that they have no energy, but
you're not bringing them another method, another political party, another me, I have something. Rather, you're bringing them a source from nature, which they never had before. It's not a popular faith or something like that. It's a source. It's the source of nature. You're opening up to them the way nature is a process and how it's going to establish itself, organize itself through us. We are only matter, clay in the hands of the craftsman, and therefore it's something new, it's something different. It's not that we're talking on behalf of political parties or beliefs and so on. Rather, you're telling them, this is inherent to all matter. These are the laws according to which we need to exist. If not, then you'll receive harsh punishments, blows, and you will observe these laws ultimately. But it's worthwhile, because for the first time in history, the law of nature is laid bare before us. For the first time. Yes, Leo.
Why don't we invest more in kind of a wide appeal to the people and using spiritual message? We invest a lot in collecting the points in the heart and much less in this wide-reaching message.
I don't know. I'm talking to you. And
What are we waiting for? I'm impressed from the opposite from the people cannot stand what's going on here. The ground is fertile for work.
I'm not doing my calculations according to Dudi or you, Leo. I know your name. Yes. I'm not making calculations according to anyone else. I'm calculating according to what I must do.
From here is this question.
But I don't have this strength. You are my strength, my forces. And what I tell you, if something comes later out of you, I don't know.
But no, there's a foundation that is managed.
Forget about it. It's like government here.
But it sets the direction.
I suppose it doesn't give any direction. I don't know what's happening. I am from morning to night writing articles, interviews, being filmed. What do you want more from me? I can't activate you more than I already do. I don't understand how to do that. What you do later on, I don't know. That's why you are in this state. That's why what you attain is an outcome of that, because you cannot attain any more than what you must give to the world. And according to the way you are approaching the nation of Israel and the world, that's what you have. You have what you need, and no more.
I'm not complaining, God forbid. Not God forbid, but there's no complaint to you here. I'll ask differently, perhaps. There are two extremes on this scale. One is to focus on more points in the heart, to collect them, people who, you know, for whom spirituality as we see it, speak to them. And the other is to speak kind of widely to the people. How should it be divided?
90% to the people.
The organization needs to focus on this 90% wide appeal.
Yes.
And 10% collect points in the hearts.
But we have all sorts of intellectuals here saying, but we had Arvut, we had the point in the heart community or whatever they call that. We had, like, I don't know, kindergarten. I don't know. They start telling me all sorts of stories that we already did something like that. I'm not buying it, because there is no alternative. We have to do it. And I don't want to hear your excuses. And they give me excuses. They can do whatever they want. But I'm telling you, seriously, I'm not buying all of your fairy tales. You want to succeed, you have to invest in it. And I am off to one side. I cannot go with you. I give you everything. That's it. I get filmed. I give all sorts of talks abroad and so on. That's what I can do. That's what I'm capable of. You're making all sorts of grand calculations. Fine. You will receive
In total, you will receive what you deserve. Know that.
In this 90%, what is the desired result?
The result is that 90% of my energies I give to the people.
And what do I expect from that?
To give 90% of my energy.
What's the reaction that will show me that I gave, that I've done it?
That I give 90% of my energies.
Okay, why do you say you're on the side?
Because I can't go out on the street like you and give out papers and so on. I can't work on the internet the way you're capable of doing.
I don't think we expect you to give newspapers, but to give the direction.
What I can, I give you. What later comes of it, I don't know. I don't know what you all do. Outside, in various languages, different levels of, I don't know. I don't know. If you publish a newspaper, if something is published in Russian, they'll give it to me to see. But other than that, I don't know what else is happening. And I don't even want to know. Otherwise, you'll start bringing me all sorts of things from morning to night. You need to be responsible over this. You need to be the masters of this operation. You need to understand that your future and that of the world and the nation depends on that. And it's only with the Creator that you can... that's it. What else can you say? What can I say?
I just have to say, there's no other stage. We invest 95%.
Very nice.
To invest towards the general public. If you want to see it, I can show it. We can expand it. We can have a work meeting on the channel here. There's no problem. Well, later, these friends have the impression that we're not doing what's needed. We barely disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah, aside from a few campuses that are beneficial. I don't want to break it down right now, but 99% of our budget goes to explaining connection. Wala, Ynet, all those networks, tens of millions, newspapers. Did you write about Kabbalah? They're only connection of the people. There's not a word about Kabbalah, so I don't understand. I'm not expecting results because the people don't understand what is connection. The fact that we don't know how to understand, it's our problem, but the word connection appears everywhere. Now, 100,000 newspapers, we want 200,000, we want 500,000, no problem.
All right, so now with the elections coming up, we need to strike a blow.
By the way, there are results. There are videos with our messages that reach millions of views. Not just 3 seconds, but 5, 10 minutes, 3 million views. There are many, so I don't know.
All right. Again, I say, specifically now because of these... disbanding of the government and the upcoming elections, we need to strike a blow of advertisement. We need to advertise the method of connection.
Let's blame ourselves. We don't know how to explain what is connection. Did we ever sit in the tents and discuss what is connection, how to explain it?
Go ahead.
Let's blame ourselves that we don't know how to explain to people. We have the platform, the money, everything. Words come out, but people don't understand. People don't understand what are we writing about, what to do. I sat with PR people. We explained to them for hours. They're smart people. They don't understand what we want from them. Certainly not from an article or a 30-second clip.
So, we need to pray. If you're 100% correct that we can do nothing more in expressing our inclination to connection, the method of connection, that it's our saving grace, then we need to pray. There's nothing else left to do. That's it. We did everything. Now it's a time for prayer. Really. To worry in our hearts, each one and all of us together, that from above, some innovation will come to us, an understanding of the method, and so on. That's it. Where are we?
Item 24.
All right, read 24 as well, because this is a part of the where he ends the article here. All right.
So, reading item 24. Thus, because of the above necessity, the Torah was given specifically to the Israeli nation, solely to the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for it was inconceivable that any stranger would take part in it. Yet because of this, the Israeli nation had been constructed as a sort of a gateway by which sparks of purity would flow onto the entire human race throughout the world. And these sparks multiply daily, like one who gives to the treasurer until they are filled sufficiently. Meaning, until they develop to such an extent that they can understand the pleasantness and tranquility that are found in the kernel of love of others, for then they will know how to shift the balance to the side of merit and will place themselves under his burden, and the side of sin will be eradicated from the earth.
That's it. So there is nothing you can do here. This we have to actualize. With all my energies, I have to do that. And so with each and every one, and all of us together. All right. So, what?
We have a report about the coming weekend of the holiday of Shavuot.
Go ahead.
Pentecost. Let's see the slide, please. Okay, starting Friday. Friday we have a usual schedule. Lesson in the morning, followed by a hummus meal, then an afternoon lesson, and a Friday afternoon meal. The usual schedule. Next slide. Friday, also the usual schedule. We start at 3:45 a.m. lesson preparation, 4 a.m. lesson, then gathering of parents and kids, the Saturday morning meal. At 9 a.m. we return in the afternoon for lesson preparation, 2:45 p.m. Israel time. We have a lesson 3 to 6 p.m. In the evening we'll have a meal from 6 to 7, a festive Shavuot meal. And we return here at 10:45 p.m. Israel time for a lesson. We'll have the Laila Dekala lesson, Night of the Bride, from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Continue.
We go to Sunday. Sunday, we begin our schedule at 6:45 a.m. And lesson will be from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Sunday. Then gathering of parents and kids. We'll have a festive meal, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Dairy and meat meal. And then we return for activities at 4:45 p.m., 5 lesson until 7, and then a festive meal until 8. Schedule will be sent on WhatsApp in Asriva Tova.
Very well. I have no question about questions about that. Do you have any? No? Yes. So it's clear to everyone, right? The schedule. Yes. Questions about the schedule?
It turns out that there are like 4 hours of sleep on Saturday night.
The night of Shavuot?
If we study until 1 a.m. Sunday, and you said that you'll be happy to stay awake until you get home, let's say we get to bed by 2, and then we have a lesson at 6:45. I have to get up at 6. It's possible you become very tired.
Right, so you're complaining that we don't stay up all night in Shavuot, right? Because it's the night of the giving of the Torah.
Maybe. I have to continue the lesson at night, but I think
with the Rabash we had some who sat up all night and studied. A few old men, that's
what they were taught as children. I don't know what to tell you. Usually I get up. I don't have a problem not sleeping. The lesson begins when? 11 p.m. 11 p.m. I usually get up. So let's do the night together. No problem. I don't know. This lesson has to be at night. This is the custom. This is customary. And what can you do? Do you want to come in later in the morning to shorten the lesson from 3 hours to two? It's all possible. By the way, I'm not determining anything here, right? So the lesson will be not from 6:45. This is preparation for the lesson. Not from 7 to 10, but from 8 to 10. Is that better? It's better, right? Who's for starting it at 8? And who's for starting it at 7? And 6? No. All right, so 8 it is. 8 o'clock, right, Mr. Manager?
Very well, and we'll change it.
All right, you will change it. Let the children sleep. What can you do? All right, so this is it. Sunday evening, what do we have Sunday evening? A lesson and from 7 to 8 p.m.? I can hear what you're just saying there without the microphone. Come on. Ah, it's on the time of the Yeshivat Chavarim. So hold a festive Yeshivat Chavarim, a festive gathering of friends. It's
No, Rav, we don't have a gathering of friends. Everyone follows our schedule. It's like a holiday for us.
All right, so from 7 to 8, from 5 to 7, it's a lesson, and then we have a meal. So what's the problem? Instead of Yeshivat Chavarim. What? The content is the lesson. I don't know what we'll have in the lesson or in the meal. I'm not thinking about that. Excuse me, but this is the last thing I need to also. Shavuot, we need to know how to bring all the pertinent texts and to work with that. All right. Anything else? Yes.
I want to ask about something that bothers me, and it came up with Dudi. Dudi asked you, who do you speak to? And he said, I speak to only those who have a tendency toward connection, those who work towards connection, not those who work the other way.
What are you talking about? General dissemination? With general dissemination, we don't turn to someone who has a desire to connect. Nobody has any inclination
to
connect.
You said according to their action, those who don't work against it.
There are those who have their own method. I don't know for how to live. I don't know. I'm not talking to them. I don't turn to such bodies. I turn to the regular people, the common folk.
Can you define such entities? Who are they?
No, those who understand.
No, because it sounds as if part of the public, is or part of the population, is disqualified. And I understand things differently, until today at least, so I want to understand.
I don't want to understand and in such a way to explain the way you're doing. I know what I'm doing. I don't want to speak about it anymore. We turn to the whole of the people of Israel with a very broad brush, and I don't care about what nationality or race or sex. I don't care about that. I turn to all of them. That's it. If someone wants to listen, good. If not, then no, I can't. I'm also not someone very, very honorable in the eyes of the people, I'm not above them, that they must listen to me, and so forth. What about you?
Maybe we can have a common scrutiny of our attitude towards dissemination, especially among the people of Israel. Looking at the newspaper, it appears that we're trying to put this personal story, heartfelt stories.
I'm just... Dudi, where's Dudi? Did I ever tell you what to write in the newspaper? Even one word? No. You can influence it, you can write, and you can determine things, everything. Again, you're not understanding. When you look at me, what to expect? You don't understand what to expect of me. So stop expecting of me something which you can just fantasize for yourselves. I'm giving you a general method. You need to take it and to understand how to apply it within the people, the nation. If you succeed, you'll have it good. If you won't succeed, it'll be very, very bad for you. Worse than the rest of the nation, because you were given an opportunity, but you're not capitalizing upon it. So later you say, but we thought, and it doesn't interest anyone. You know. In short, I don't know what you are going to do in terms of video clips or newspapers in any area, but we have management here, we have a society. You need to agree together, and it's not that each one is doing something on behalf of the society, on behalf of Nebo, whatever he feels like. That you shouldn't do. Yes.
I think we should have a common scrutiny.
You're welcome to it.
In the spectrum between trying to touch people kind of lightly and emotionally and falling on them with the explanation of the system.
You need to decide what's good for the people and in what form you can, in what way you can come close to them, to give something to them. It all depends on the way you study, research the proper method.
My feeling is that if we're trying to explain about the system and what can happen and everything, it sounds scary and apocalyptic, and people can I get into people's ears?
So that's an opinion, and you have another opinion where you come to them and explain the whole thing to them. It depends on how you explain it, but when they see these things in general, the wide view from beginning to end, what happens and how, and they see that it is happening, and you also provide proof that we talked about it 15 years ago and it's happening, and 30 years ago and it happened 15 years ago, and so show them the facts, and it may be that it'll have an effect. And you can, and what will you tell them? Two words, just the half of a thing. It's not convincing, I don't think, but you'll talk about it and you'll decide. And with that,
a few announcements. Evening lesson. You're invited to our evening lesson, live evening lesson with Dr. Lightman at 5:30 p.m. on Sviva Tova. Thank you, everyone. Have a good day. Fundamentals of Kabbalah. Kabbalah Alam campus is delighted to invite you to intro lectures in preparation for opening our course. You can come to our intro lectures in Kfar Saba and Carmiel. Admission is 30 shekels. For details, 1-700-509-209 or on kab.co.il.
המקום עליו אנו דורכים, האוויר שאנו נושמים, עם ריחות ילדות וחברים, הבית עם השירים. כך גדלנו עם להבת הנר שעדיין בוערת בפנים, מניעה אותנו אלפי שנים מעל גלי החיים. זה הזמן לנשמה, זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן.
פתח כחודו של מחט, אני אפתח כפתחו של אולם. את הברית הזאת ביחד נממש עם כל העולם. ניתן לאור לחדור אל חדרי הלב, למעוף של בוקר יום. הנה ביונה לבנה עם הלב בפי המרכת שלום. זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן לאהבה. זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן לנשמה. זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן לאהבה.
זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן.